تليه لا رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 13th of June in the year 2021 and الحمد لله we've completed the 12th week the 84th night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib and I've reached number 6 with regards to his incredible rank and that is our beloved messenger's statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their father is better than them i.e. Ali radiyallahu anhu is greater than Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhu and then I mentioned that this is a proof clear proof that the status does not automatically link to the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if Ali is greater than the flesh and blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then of course Uthman, Umar and Abu Bakr are great. With regards to the title Siddiqi Akbar, this undoubtedly belongs to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. Some quote a report which mentions that this title belongs to Ali. So is there a report? And the answer is yes. Abad ibn Abdullah, he relates that Ali himself, he's supposed to have said, radiyallahu anhu, Ana Abdullah wa akhu rasulih, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the brother of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana as-siddiqul akbar. And I am the greatest siddiq. لا يقولها بعدي إلا كذاب and no one will say this after me but a great liar صليت قبل الناس بسبع سنين I prayed 7 years before the people so there is a report and the report from Ali seems to mention that he said وأنا الصديق الأكبر I am the greatest صديق Then he said, no one will say this after me but a great liar. So, is this narration authentic? So, it's recorded in Ibn Majah, number 120, with a weak chain. Hakim in his Mustadrak, 3-111 to 112. Ibn Kathir, Sira, volume 1, page 313 of the English translation. Shaykh Albani, rahmatullah alayhi, stated, Maudu, fabricated, in his Da'if Sunan Ibn Majah, number 23. So this narration is a fabrication. So Siddiqi Akbar is Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. The hadith from Ali apparently says, I am the Siddiqi Akbar. And anybody who else says this, he's a great liar. So the people ignorantly, they think that, a'udhu billah, this title has been copied and pasted off Ali and given to Abu Bakr. And the response is, this narration is a fabrication. So there's 3 things which prove that this is a fabrication. The first, Hafiz ibn Kathir mentioned that within the chain of this report, there is Ubaidullah ibn Musa al-Fahmi and Ala ibn Salih al-Azdi of Kufa. They were both from the Shia. So 2 people in the chain. One is Ubaidullah ibn Musa al-Fahmi, he's a Rafidi from Kufa. And another person in the chain, Ala ibn Salih al-Azdi, he's also from Kufa, he's a Rafidi. Hafiz ibn Kathir, he added, in his Seerah volume 1, page 314 of the English translation, this narration is objectionable in any case. Ali radiyallahu anhu would never have said this. How could he have prayed 7 years before the people? This is simply unimaginable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Because look at what it says at the end of the report. صَلَّيْتُ قَبْلَ النَّاسِ بِسَبْعِ سِنِينَ I prayed 7 years before the people. So even the end part of the report, what did he say? I prayed 7 years before the people. So Ibn Kathir, how is that possible? How has he prayed 7 years before the people? In addition, how could the most humble and modest Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu utter the words in praise of himself? which runs totally counter to the fact that the noble companions never praise themselves and indeed would be bothered by this. Now think about that. When has a Sahaba ever praised himself? Can you think of any example? In fact, the opposite, for example, is a hadith in Tirmidhi and Mishkat, where Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to Abu Bakr, "Oh, the best of men after the prophets." And Abu Bakr said, "If you say this, I've heard Rasulullah say the sun has not risen or set over a better man than Umar." So Umar praises Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr rebounds it with Rasulullah's statement. They never praised each other. They themselves, sorry. It's totally alien to them. And yet, apparently here, Ali first says, "I am the servant of Allah, I am the brother of his messenger, I am Siddiqi Akbar. No one will say this except a great liar after me. And I prayed 7 years before the view." Every part of the report doesn't even make sense. Question, why did Ibn Majah record it? And the scholars say, this shows that he is the weakest of the collectors out of the Blessed Six collections. It's fabrications. So Shaykh Albani, rahmatullah, said, fabricated. He goes, not even worth the paper it's written on. And yet, to this very day, people quote this hadith. Because it's in your books. It's not in our books, it's in your books. And they lie. They're telling you the truth. But one of our scholars mentioned about that report. It's a fabrication. Another forgery that you must be alerted to is the following. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he's supposed to have said this, radiallahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to follow him on the night of the jinn. I thus went with him until we reached the height of Makkah. And he said to me, "I sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was promised that the jinn and humans will believe in me. As for the humans, they believed in me. As for the jinn, you have seen. I feel that my end is now near." I thereupon said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you thus not now make Abu Bakr your khalif?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from me. So I realized that he had disagreed. I thereupon said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not make Umar your khalif?" He turned away from me. So I realized he had disagreed. I thereupon said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not make Ali your khalif?" He responded, "By him besides whom there is no other God. If you chose him and obeyed him, then he shall enter you into paradise, one and all." So let's look at this. So first of all, where is it recorded? In Tabarani in his Kabir, 10-67. Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, 8-314. So yet again, our books. So the Rawafid will say, it's in your books. What happened on the night of the jinn? We don't even know what they're talking about. The night of the jinn is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the jinn to invite them to Islam. And apparently he said in this report, "I'm now coming to the end of my life." So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he asked him two questions. He goes, "Why don't you appoint Abu Bakr your khalif?" The Prophet turned away. And ibn Mas'ud said, "I realized he didn't like that. Why don't you appoint Umar?" Turned away. "Why do you appoint Ali?" And this time he said, "If you obey him, you will all enter paradise." So now let's look at this. Is it authentic? So, Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, 8-314, he states, Yahya ibn Ya'la is in the chain. Yahya ibn Ya'la is in the chain. And he said he is very weak. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani said about him, in Al-Taqrib, Yahya ibn Ya'la, he is da'if and he is a rafidi. He's a Shi'i. Then, so that's the first problem. You got another rafidi in the chain. In addition, most of its narrators, apart from this rafidi, seem to be complete unknowns. As if they narrated anything in their lives except this one report. So you got a chain. Going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ibn Mas'ud, of course, passes. Then you got a chain. Most scholars don't even know who these people are. They know one of them, Yahya ibn Ya'la. He goes, "Oh, he's da'if and he's a rafidi." One of the narrators is a man called Abu Murra al-San'ani. With regards to his name, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi said, in Nuzhat al-Bab fil al-Qab, number 3078, Abu Murra is a nickname for Iblis. Abu Murra is a nickname for Iblis. So look how amazing. You got a person in the chain called Abu Murra al-Sannani. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani said, that is a nickname for Shaitan. And with regards to where this shaitan comes from, Hafiz ibn Tulun rahmatullah alayh, in his encyclopedia of the merits of Ash-Sham, he cited a hadith and he reports that Sana'a, the Prophet is reported to have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the four cities that belong to hell. Sana'a is one of them. So look how interesting. Who's in the chain? Abu Murra, whose nickname is a nickname for shaitan. Where is he from? Al-San'ani, one of the four cities of hell. So is that a coincidence? No, Allah Ta'ala is telling you something. This is a devilish report. Somebody concocted it to target the Shaykhin. A further proof that this narration is fabricated is that this report mentions Ibn Mas'ud was told to go with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he met the jinn. Because come with me. However, the Sahih contradicts this. What is it mentioned in Sahih Muslim? Al-Qama rahmatullah alayhi said, I once asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu if he was with Rasulullah on the night of the jinn. He replied, no. Somebody, what? The report that you just mentioned, he goes, yes, let's go back to the report, fabricated report. Ibn Mas'ud said, Rasulullah ordered me to follow him on the night of the jinn. Sahih Muslim, Tabir asked Abdullah, were you with the Prophet on the night? He goes, no, I wasn't. So these are fabrications. Now, imagine, if we're not interested in authentication, people have lost, they're at an all-time low in knowledge. So imagine I just said this to you. Ibn Majah, Hakim, Ibn Kathir, Sira. Ali radiyallahu anhu said, I am the servant of Allah, I am the brother of his messenger. I am the greatest Siddiq. No one will say this after me except a great liar. So you say, Ibn Majah, Hakim, Ibn Kathir, Sira. You think, mashallah, solid. So Abu Bakr, yeah, he can't be. Then I go, oh yeah, another hadith now. This is in Tabarani, in his Kabir, Al-Haythimi, Majma' al-Zawaid. But I'm not mentioning his fabrications. And he goes, you hear the Prophet turned away. He goes, and you want them to be, you know, so if the Prophet's not happy with them, why are you happy with them? And the danger is, they're quoting our books. They're not quoting their books. Like I've mentioned, anything enters books. But you have to, and this is why the scholars are there to protect us. The scholars are there. Without the scholars, we wouldn't know if you're coming or going. Astaghfirullah. More famous fabrications with regards to the rank of Ali will be mentioned at the relevant time. I'm mentioning it at the appropriate time. But these are fabrications. I want to mention them to you so that you realize, look, as soon as you hear it, oh, a fabrication you're quoting. Let's turn to number 7 with regards to the rank of Ali. No one will represent me except Ali. No one will represent me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except Ali, radiallahu. So where is this recorded? In Tirmidhi, number 3740, Hassan Sahih Gharib. Ibn Majah, number 119, Hassan. Ahmad in his Musnad Mishkat, volume 4, number 72, in the chapter on Ali, radiallahu. Sayyidina Hubshi ibn Junada, radiallahu, who relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aliyyam minni wa ana min aliyyin wa la yu'addi anni illa ana aw ali. Ali radiyallahu anhu is from me and I am from him. And no one will represent me except myself and Ali. So again, somebody goes, this is authentic. This is not fabrication. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ali is from me, I am from him. MashaAllah. What then did he say? وَلَا يُعَدِّي عَنِّي إِلَّا عَنَا أَوْ عَلِي. No one represents me except myself and Ali. So without commentary, somebody goes, if the Prophet's not there, who did he say represents me? And then you say, Abu Bakr. That's not what the Prophet said. You're going against your own hadiths. No one represents me except myself and Ali. So what does this mean? Representing someone means delivering, proclaiming the message on his behalf. Just like the message Ali radiallahu anhu proclaimed during the Hajj of Abu Bakr on instructions of Rasulullah himself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's go back to that report. In Tirmidhi, Ahmad al-Fattur Rabbani 21-212, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham, in Isira 4-256, is Hassan. When they had left Al-Madinah, Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he was doing the Hajj, radiallahu anhu, Surah Al-Bara'ah, Surah Tawbah was revealed. Thus our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereupon sent Ali radiallahu anhu, with the first few sacred verses of the Surah to pronounce them to the people in assembly in Mina on the day of the sacrifice. Our beloved Messenger explicitly said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one but one of my family should make this announcement. So there's a proof from the Sirat. The Prophet couldn't go himself. An announcement had to be made on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran had been revealed. He sent Ali. And Ali made that proclamation of those verses on the day of sacrifice, the day of Eid, the 10th. It could also mean fulfilling financial obligations. I.e. he had been authorized to carry out sale purchase transactions on behalf of Rasulullah during his lifetime. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this very reason that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, radiallahu anhu, in Daylami, in his Musnad al-Firdaus, before he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned Ali, radiallahu anhu, to wash his body after his passing, to repay his debts, to bury him, and to fulfill his duties. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further informed Ali radiallahu anhu that he will be the holder of the Holy Prophet's standard sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both in this world and also in the hereafter. So let's look at this. So Rasulullah goes, nobody represents me except myself and Ali. Another meaning is financial transactions. So here the Prophet said this. What did he say to Ali? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali will wash my body after my passing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will repay my debts. Any debts the Prophet had, who had to repay it? Ali. Bury him and fulfill. And then he gave him the great glad tidings. You will hold my flag in this world and in the hereafter. He held the flag on the day of Khaybar, which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, and on the day of judgment as well. What an honor for Ali radiallahu anhu. Confirming further in Tabarani, Burayda radiallahu anhu said, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the one who will hold his standard on the day of resurrection, he answered sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one can hold it well except the one who held it in the life of this world, Ali ibn Abu Talib. So the Sahaba point blank asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will hold your standard, Ya Rasulullah, on the day of judgment? Ultimate honor. He goes, the one who held it with honor in this world, Ali. Confirming the honor given to Sayyidina Ali. So now, note, Ali radiallahu anhu had fulfilled his pledge to our beloved Messenger, which he had made at the tender age of 13. So what pledge had he had given to the Prophet at the age of 13? We have to go back. In Bayhaqi Ibn Jarir Ibn Abi Hatim Al-Bidayah, Volume 3, page 39, Hayat al-Sahaba, Volume 1, page 204 of the New English Translation, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his family, which of you is prepared to settle my debts and to succeed me as head of my family after my passing? Ali radiallahu anhu said, everybody remained silent, including Abbas radiallahu anhu, who feared that all his wealth should be used up in settling the debts. I thus remained silent out of respect for Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was much older than me. And then the report mentions, the Prophet asked, eventually Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, I, Ya Rasulullah. And then Ali radiallahu anhu said, on that day I was worse off than any of them. I was suffering pain in my eyes. My stomach was bloated and my legs were extremely thin. So now let's look at this. I mentioned this a couple of months prior. This is when he was young, Rasulullah invites his family, the public proclamation is made, he's inviting his family first. They witnessed a miracle, food and drink wasn't running out. And then the Prophet, look what he said, this is why it's critical to listen to his words. Which of you, my family, is prepared to settle my debts? That's number one. To succeed me. Now if he stopped there, let the Nawafid do. There you go. Succeed me. Ali. He didn't stop there. Succeed me as head of my family. He didn't say Khilafat. As the one who's the head of the Banu Hashim. My family. After my passing. And Ali, to quote a long narration short, he said, I was the only one. Did he fulfill that pledge? Yes. So he's repaying the debts, if there's any debts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he became Sayyid of Banu Hashim. Abbas didn't. Abbas was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ali said something very interesting about Abbas. He goes, Ali, Abbas radiyallahu anhu, feared that all his wealth would be used in paying off the debts. Now what did he mean by that? Rasulullah never said no. So meaning is going to be an extraordinary debt. So Abbas Ali thought, I knew what he was thinking. He goes, who's going to pay my nephew's debts off? Because he kept quiet. But Ali, even though he didn't have a penny to his name, he goes, I'll do it. And look what he said. He goes, I was the worst of them all. Nothing to my name. And physically I was ill. Something wrong with my eyes. Stomach was bloated that day. My legs were thin. And he fulfilled it. Note, it is for this very reason that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu ultimately became the leader of Banu Hashim after our beloved messenger's tragic passing, and not Abbas, who would naturally have taken over being the venerable uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is important. One must also be aware of the fabrications of the liars who add to this hadith. Words that Ali was supposed to succeed him in authority in general. And not just with regards to his noble family. Indeed, if this was the case, then the companions would certainly not have contested this. And thereupon elected Abu Bakr Siddiq to the high office. So what they're doing? They're looking. They find a report. They put military masala on it. So even at the early period when the Prophet went public for the first time, they've added something. And then they say the preposterous statement, all the companions apostatized. They knew that the Prophet appointed him at the age of 13. And then, you know, how many years later? 18 years later. It's like they pretended to forget that. And then they go, they forgot that. They forgot Ghadiri Khum when he was elected. They chucked that one in, another grenade. Then he goes, you are to me as Harun was to Musa. They forgot that. And look how they're arranging a scenario that doesn't exist. And the proof that the whole scenario doesn't exist, none of the Sahaba mentioned these reports. None of the Sahaba. Why did they split into three different camps? Because there was nothing from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the logical response. Not that they were going directly against the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he goes to this report, yes, the Prophet did say, definitely, Ali is from me, I am from him, and no one will represent me except myself and Ali. That doesn't mean Khilafat. It means in terms of looking after the family after him, to pay off his debts, and to make the announcements which the Arabs will only accept from the family of the one who's making the announcements. SubhanAllah. So note again, very easily you can misunderstand these reports. But having said that, it's a tremendous praise of Sayyidina Ali that the Prophet gave him this honor. So this is number 7. So all I mentioned today was basically a couple of very important fabrications that you need to be alerted to. Ali did never say, I am Siddiqui Akbar. Though it's in the books, he never said that. Though it's in the books. And we know why somebody's inserted that. Because they're taking it away from Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. And to give you a proof, Ali himself said he was called Siddiq in the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali said that. And also the hadith is in Tabarani. And also the Prophet himself said there are 3 Siddiqs. They are the greatest of the Siddiqs. And 2 of them are in the Quran. He mentioned the one who helped Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the believer who was hiding his iman. Then he mentions the one in Surah Yasin, Habib radiallahu anhu, who was defending the 3 messengers. And then the Prophet himself said, and the Siddiqi Akbar is Abu Bakr, the greatest of the Siddiqs. This is in Qurtubi in his tafsir, radiallahu. So note again, the A'udhu Billah, and also you can see it troubles these shaitans when they hear these reports showing the honor that Allah Ta'ala and His messengers give it to the Sahaba. Instead of just saying, you know, we got a problem with it, they want that to be given to Ali, as if he hasn't got enough virtues. Astaghfirullah. And then, of course, I mentioned the fabrication about the night of the jinn, where they drag Ibn Masud into their, you know, lies and filth. And I highlighted it's a clear fabrication. And then I mentioned the famous hadith where nobody represents me except myself and Ali. What exactly does that mean? And alhamdulillah, we've explained. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الى الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواصوا بالحق ورواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم